Hey guys, it's Steve here from the Functional Fitness Training Group. Nice warm welcome. I hope everyone's enjoying the hot weather. Now, our first cycle for this year has just started, and we have just released our 12-week transformation programs to be cycled throughout the year. Now, what this podcast is going to be on, we're going to discuss the first cycle, what's involved with the first cycle, and how you can get the best out of certain workouts, certain ways that we've put the methodology together. So in a nutshell, the first cycle is going to last for 12 weeks. And the first 12 weeks are built up on developing strength. Now, the reason why we look at developing strength first is because we want to build up your metabolism. We want to build up your metabolic rate. So when you do, when you eventually start doing more workouts that are more high intensity and are a bit longer, you're going to have the muscle there to go through the workout. Plus, you're going to be burning off a hell of a lot of fat for it as well. So don't just think that you're going to be, bodybuilding sort of style. The reason why we need you to build the muscle up is because we need to heighten your metabolism, and we need to be able to recover a lot quicker from workouts. Depending on what different levels you come in as, from the novice, you're going to be working from the 30 minute to the 45 minute a day approach, which is perfect. Particularly how we structure our workouts is we start off with mobility, about 10 to 15 minutes of mobility and flexibility. We look at major joints in the body. We look at functional movements. So bending down, standing back up, and twisting away, pulling yourself up onto something, pushing yourself away, all these natural movements that you'd be doing in a day-to-day life. And as you get fitter, we start progressing you up for the tiers. And our top tier level is the elite tier one. And these are for, seasoned athletes. These are for, people that are really looking to push it all the way to the top. And this is particularly, ideal for guys that are training up for races, whether it be marathons, triathlons, whether you're training up for a certain sport, whether you do CrossFit. We're very heavily integrated into the CrossFit community as well. So it's a very good sort of way that we can sort of program and periodize your training program, so we can have you training very hard for the whole year, with having specific recovery periods in there as well, so you're not going to be overloaded and you're going to have deload weeks as well. So so a bit more about this cycle. So cycle one is called our silverback cycle, and the silverback cycle is strength. So we're looking to build you build core strength. They're particularly on, again, whatever plan you pick, we look at particularly using body weight movements. So we work a lot on the core. We're going to be doing a lot of squatting. We're going to do a lot of pressing. For the guys that have equipment at home as well, we're going to start integrating more barbell movements and weighted movements as well. And we're going to start integrating some of the conditioning. So the way we format this is, again, we have the flexibility and mobility at the front. That lasts for 10, 15 minutes. Then we have our strength portion. Now, the strength portion can be, it can be core conditioning. It can be pushing away. It can be, squatting, whatever it be, using the weights. And, we're looking to develop within that 20, 30 minute period, after your functional flexibility and mobility sort of section of your workout. We now look to integrate the strength there to get you, to get that strength there, just so when you do attack the conditioning workouts, you're primed, your body's completely primed for the workouts. So shortly after the strength, we have about a 5 minute interval where you're going to recover, you're going to hydrate, you're going to get some food in there if you need to. And then we move on to the actual conditioning part of this. Now, the conditioning part is set up in a couple of different ways. We have, we focus heavily on metabolic conditioning. And metabolic conditioning is, it's boosting your metabolism. You're going to burn a lot of fat, you're going to get strong, you're going to get fit, and you're going to get some amazing results for it. You're going to completely change your body. So an example of a couple of our workouts, we use AMRAPs. So AMRAP means as many rounds as possible. So you have a given time. So for instance, if you have 20 minutes on the clock, 20 minutes, you're going to do as many rounds as you can off a given set. So for instance, you could have 5 push-ups, 5 pull-ups, 5 squats. You're going to cycle through that for 20 minutes. And then right at the end, when the 20-minute clock beeps and you've done 20 minutes, you're going to write down how many rounds you've done out of that. And then next time we go to it, in the next couple of weeks, we'll see if we can beat them as well. So it's an excellent example. Another example that we have is an EMOM, which is every minute on the minute, which means, again, you would have a certain set to complete each minute, and you've got to try and keep up with the minutes. And obviously, as fast, you know, faster than as fast as you go, if you can get the set done quicker, you're going to have more rest period. If you don't, then obviously, when the transition goes from minute to minute, you're only going to have that, you know, only going to have a couple of minutes and a couple of seconds to transition straight through into the next minute. So that's that. So it pushes you a lot further as well. Another example we have is a ladder. So we can start off with low reps, or we can start off with high reps. So low reps, we could be inclining, so we could do three repetitions of a couple of different exercises, and then you loop round to 6 repetitions, 9 repetitions, and you just add 3 on for the given minute. For instance, you could be 20 minutes, and you're just going to add 3 reps on each time as you go through for 20 minutes. And then we can have the reverse as well, so we can have a decline where we can start with, for example, 30 repetitions, and then you'll decline it by 10. Each round, you'll come down to 20, come down to 10. These are just examples of you know, what to expect within our cycle. We also look at doing some gymnastics movements as well. Now, the reason why we implement gymnastics into our workouts is, one, it builds up amazing strength. Two, we can work a lot on the stomach, work a lot on the back. So guys that are trying to get shredded around the middle, the gymnastic strength and gymnastic movements are really great for that, because it's using that isolating core there. Three, it's really fun. You know, once you get a hang of doing the gymnastics, it's really fun, and it's a really good way to break up your workout. So we're doing something different. We're always challenging the body in different ways. So we pride ourselves here at the Functional Fitness Training Group is, you know, we do multi-modal sort of components of fitness. So we use the strength, we use the power, i.e. with core workouts and gymnastics. We also use the body weights with gymnastics again, and then we can use, you know, rowing, cycling, running, and we put it all together so we can, you know, with weighted movements, you know, we're using the bar, you know, using big barbells and dumbbells and kettlebells. We integrate it all into a workout that you're using everything. We try and change it as much, you know, try and change it up as much as we can, and we try and make it as fun as we can as well. Okay, so again, so a quick overview with this one. Cycle one, we look at strength. We look at we're going to start doing some gymnastics movements. We look at conditioning as well. So conditioning is the core part of this. This is where you're going to get fit. This is where you're going to lose the weight. This is where you're going to get shredded, and you know, get strong. Then the last part of our workouts, our daily workout, we have a section called body armor. Now, body armor is a very important part of this. We use body armor to, you know, to injury-proof your joints, injury-proof your body, and to gain a little bit of strength again with this as well. So, so you're not going to get injured. You know, for people that have dodgy knees, dodgy ankles, dodgy, you know, dodgy back, shoulders, wrists, you know, whatever it be, we look to strengthen these areas up. So you're injury free, you're not injury prone, you're strong there, so you can carry on with the workouts without getting injured. And you know, we can build up, you know, we start building up on this as well. And we start integrate some sort of odd movements and odd object movements as well. So for instance, sandbags, we get to you to move sandbags as well. You know, dumbbells, putting dumbbells above your head and walking a certain pace with this, rucking. Tabbing, which we used to call it in the military, which is you put a rucksack on your back, fill it up with weight, and you walk out to a certain distance and walk back, and you know, different things like this. So these are just ideas of how we've put this into our first cycle. Okay, so and then we look at positional sort of strength as well. So you know, getting you to do squats on one leg, and getting you to do squats with, you know, one leg in front of the other, you know, different types of things like this. So it's all about strength. The first cycle was all about strength. So if there's any questions with this one, guys, you know, don't hesitate to fire us a message. You know, again, within an overview of our first cycle, strength, gymnastics, core strength, and then conditioning and body armor is going to be the focus on these next 12 weeks with our 12-week transformation programs. I hope you really enjoy it, guys. I think you're gonna have a lot of fun. I think you're gonna be able to challenge yourself and test yourself quite a lot, and we'll hope to get you incredibly fit within the next 12 weeks so we can start our next cycle. And as it comes closer to the end of the 12 weeks, we will post our next cycle podcast on this one as well. Cheers, guys. Bye.